Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Gentlemen, welcome to No Fight Out Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy, Jesse Lives. Jesse, tell everybody good evening.
What's up? Good evening.
Man. So, how's your week been, brother?
It has been good. It's been fruitful. I can't even. You know what? It's funny because a lot of awesome shit has happened this week. But you know what? I'm not gonna brag about it. Just know I'm winning, and I feel great about myself. And yeah.
Hell yeah.
We'll leave it at that. You know.
That's kind of how I felt about my week. I get paid salary. And so it's, you know, however long, you know, the day takes. And I've been getting out in about 5 hours a day all week, really. So to me, that's a win. Off super fucking home early, you know, like get home like 1:30, get paid till about 4. So
that's, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's been a real nice week. Now I'm gonna say that, and then I'm gonna get stuck with a bunch of shit next week, you know, and late days and stuff. And
yeah, that's what's
gonna happen.
It's a give and take.
But it's give and take. So that and let's see, a couple other things. So, girlfriend went out and bought her a car. So,
okay.
Yeah, mama's upgraded to a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Latitude. So that's pretty nice. It took her a while to come around. She didn't want to get rid of her car. It's a good little car, but the problem is, see, I'm a big fat guy, and I got tired of getting in that tiny little clown car. And so, as I kind of pushed her into it, but she kind of wanted to upgrade anyway, you know, for traveling purposes, you know, and if we have the grandbabies and stuff. So, which is a perfect segue into the fact that my stepdaughter and my granddaughter just moved in today due to relationship issues that she's currently going through. So, hopefully. You know, it does. So, you know, of course, today, you know, everybody, you know, at the house here is, you know, is pitching in and turn the kitchen into Danielle's office, and then turned the office into it's going to be the baby's room. So, did a lot of rearranging and moving stuff around and all that good jazz, going through stuff. Do we need this? Nope, get rid of it. We need space. So that's what I've been doing the last couple hours since I've been home. But, you know, it's all in good. And, you know, this is just a temporary thing until, you know, she settles into something. She doesn't want to be here. She just, you know, that's a bounce in between place, you know.
Right. But it's always beautiful to have family, you know, to get you back when you need it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if anybody knows about, you know, you try to get into an apartment or something like that, you know, you got first month, last month, you know, deposits and this and that and pet fees or whatever if you got a dog or something, you know, so it's a lot to, you know, to take on. And it does, it's not something that happens overnight. So, you know, more power to her and, you know, what she is transitioning and going through. That's a big thing. I mean, a lot of people can, you know, a lot of people are scared of change. They don't like it. They won't push those boundaries, you know. But to be brave enough to realize that, hey, this is a situation that, you know, I'm not happy in. It's not fulfilling my needs as a person, you know, as a human. And, you know, I'm going to do something else. You know, that's a big step. You know, it's not easy for people to do that. So kudos to her for, you know, her bravery and stepping out of the situation that was making her unhappy. And so, yeah. So, yeah. And, you know, so hopefully, you know, this is just a, you know, wake up call of, you know, what, you know, things, you know, need to be happening, you know, and that everybody finds their right path that they need to be on at the end of the day. For all parties involved, you know, there's no ill will or anything like that towards the grandbaby's daddy or anything like that. It's just time for a change. And that's all it really boils down to. So, so yeah. So that's been my week in a nutshell. Not really.
That was productive.
Took about 5 minutes to say all that. So.
Right,
yeah.
It's better to have bad as a week than to be like, you know what? I didn't do a fucking thing with my life this week. I just I don't even know where the week went. You know? So,
no.
At least life was interesting this week for you.
Yeah. You know, things changing and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Like I said, a lot of blessings this week, you know, with the extra time that I had off this week to come home early and stuff and spend time with my baby. And then, you know, getting a new vehicle that was well under what the budget for the loan was, and still a great deal. And very much upgraded us from what we had to, what we have now. So, and then, you know, I mean, even though they're not my daughters, I'll do anything for my two stepdaughters or whatever you want to call it. I don't like to say the word step, you know, if I'm in their mother's life, you know, I just consider them mine, you know, that's the way I look at it. So, but, yeah. So to be able to be there and provide, and we're like, you know what, whatever the baby needs, whatever you need, bucket, throw that bitch on a credit card, you know, blessed to be able to do things like that. It's not things I've been able to do, you know, in my life before. You know, that's credit card with the credit card, you know. So it's a very nice situation that to be blessed with. Obviously, you know, you think about it, oh, it sucks, this and that. And, for her, but it's, you know, God, you know, I'm lucky I get to do that, man. I get to be, you know, there for them, you know, and helping through this process and situation, you know. I get to be a factor in their life at some point that was, you know, monumental. So, that's the way I look at it, anyways. I try to. Just try to be better than I was the day before, you know what I'm saying?
It's who am I today? That's how I look at it. Who am I today?
Yeah.
Today is always today.
Yeah. This is supposed to be a lighthearted show here. We just come out, you know, from the get-go, just trying to be all deep and shit. Just, you know, Usually I'm more loud and eccentric and stuff like that, but you know, just trying to be humble right now, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So, but yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, please go to that Facebook page of yours. Type in Note by Note Radio Show. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. Tell everybody what me and Jesse Lives are trying to do up in here. We're just trying to show some love to people and give people a platform to talk about their music and their style and, you know, whatever the hell it is they want. You know, this is a show about getting to know people, you know, and find out,
right,
you know, why things are the way they are, you know. That's what this show is all about. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have Cordell Drake on. Cordell's been on before. Cordell is a big supporter of the show, big fan, and also a content provider, honestly. Cordell sends us a lot of good people to have on the show and be a part of this, and it's really, really, really helped spread, you know, the love, you know, out there in the Pacific Northwest for Note by Note Radio Show and what we're trying to do. So I'm just ecstatic to have him on again. He's not only a talented artist, he's also just a good dude, you know. I mean, he's the type of guy who will just get the shirt off your back. But at the same time, you know, don't fuck around. That's all I'm going to say. So I can't wait to get him on to the show tonight. Now we've got a 509 number calling in. It does not look like the artist's phone number, but I could be mistaken. So we're going to go ahead and bring this person on here. Hello, you're on Note by Note Radio Show.
Thank you, hang up. As soon as you brought him on, they hung up.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Patience is a virtue in that situation.
It is what it is, you know. Two of my roommates are from Washington, so it might have been one of their numbers just calling and listening in. Since they are about 40 feet from me.
Wow. You disappeared on me. I chose one too.
So it might have been one of them calling in just to listen into the show. And if that was the case, I'm sorry. Wasn't trying to embarrass you bringing you on the show. Call back in and I will just put you on the mute button. And you can listen. So, anyways, getting back into it. So, I know we talked about this a little bit, and just, you know, got a couple minutes here before Cordell calls in. We talked about this last time we had Cordell on. So just kind of give us an intro into Cordell and how you met him and everything. Jesse, if you don't care.
I met him. I meet Cordell. It's been a minute. I think that's another thing. But a lot has transpired. that's a college word, transpired. Actually, me and Cordell met Cordell on tour. He came on as a support act on a tour that I was on. And that's how I originally met him in person. Then from there, you know, we spent that as a double flight. We were on tour for like 6 weeks, 10 weeks, something like that. And that was a whole other story of, you know. I'll just say that me and that guy have paid our dues. And I can say that for sure. And then from there, that's when I got to know Cordell. And then during that tour, I actually went and after that went and hung out with him in Spokane. Then we just started, you know, everything, you know, together from there, and we started to find out we had a lot of things musically in common that we were trying, like a lot of goals that we were trying to accomplish, and that's really how it was built. We're both very ambitious people, especially when it comes to our careers as artists and what we're trying to accomplish for our respective areas, like our cities and things like that. So that's how I met Cordell. I mean, just over the years, we've just, you know, we've worked together. Like, you know, he put me on my first festival. He opened the door for that. Like, I run a screen print shop, and we do marketing and screen printing, so I helped him put that together for himself. And so it's just been one of those things where we've always had the opportunity to look out for each other. Sure, he introduced me to you, and that's how I became the co-host of this show. So that's really how I went for Drake. It's just, you know, working together, shooting ideas, you know. And it's good. I would think he's one of very few artists that I can bounce ideas off of, that he would have a real strong perspective and understanding of what I'm doing for the time. So I can't even tell you how exactly I know Cordell. It's just one of them things, like, we were kind of dropped in the situation. And just like, well, hey, what's up? You doing this? I'm doing that, man. Let's make it work.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Cordell, I believe we have him on. Let's bring him on here. Cordell, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I'm just going to let you know. Hey, Jesse, fool, you need to pull the phone away from your mouth, bro. All motherfuckers can hear us. Dude's on the phone, man. And Cordell's on the phone. Just saying, dog.
Okay.
You radio host.
Hi,
man,
you
think, huh?
How you doing? How you been? Hi.
Yeah,
I'm good, bro.
Kind
of chilling, man.
Slightly rude, Cordell. Just come on and just start calling the man out like that. Jeez.
He's my homie, fool. I can do that, man. Jesse's supposed to be on that shit, bro. What's going on, though, guys?
I sound fine to me. But what's
up? Well, now you do. Probably because you pulled the phone away from your mouth.
I guess, you know, I got speakers. I don't know.
Oh, see? Hey, Jeff, he don't sound really far away to you, fool?
I mean, every once in a while, yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's moving, you know, in and out away from his mic, you know, a little bit.
I can hear you, like, here.
No. Because this badass microphone that my girlfriend bought me when I started shooting from the house.
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact. Before, you was the one that was kind of echoey, and Jesse came in clean. So now you're coming in super clean, and Jesse needs to upgrade.
Energy, bro. You need a hug.
Or right,
bro.
Like somebody does, I think.
No, I'm just looking out for him. I'm just joking. No, what's going on, guys?
Not much, man.
What
has Cordell Drake been up to? Let's see. Last time we had you on was at the end of last year sometime. I mean, you've called in and talked with us a little bit, you know, throughout the year here. But like, last Cordell show was last year, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
So that's it's been a minute, man. So what's you know. Like I said, I know we've chimed in, you know, from, you know, once in a while, but what's Cordell and Drake been doing in the last 12 months? What things have you accomplished and got done and put on your belt, buddy?
Man, too much to say, man. I've been working my ass off, man, and trying to connect the dots here and there, bro. A lot of big stuff going on, a lot of new things that I haven't experienced starting to happen and go on and meet new people and whatnot. So yeah, building up my schedule here. I leave actually Wednesday. I go to Bakersfield, California. We're starting this. Me, DL Downer, and an artist named Big Six. He's from Lake Havasu, Arizona, if I recall. But we're doing like the biggest video production that I've ever been part of. We're shooting a music video called "I Wish I Had a Lowrider," and we're gonna shoot in New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, Northern California, Washington, Hawaii, New York City. And so it's and everything's coming together for us. So that's pretty crazy. We leave Wednesday. Me and Risky do. We leave Wednesday for that shoot, and that starts. And then we come back for the Spokane shoot September 3rd. And then the next day after that, we got Pig Out in the Park, which is a 41st annual Spokane huge festival. It's got like food vendors and three stages and 20,000+ people in the park or whatever it is. It's humongous. And then, yeah, man, just doing the lowrider thing with my people and trying to stay moving and on that right path, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all, man.
Yeah.
Where's my fucking... Sorry, I lost my screen here and it won't... There it goes. So, I mean, what's... Okay, so I'm just going to put... D.L. Danner is probably one of the... He's one of the most famous people I've ever talked to. So what's it like working with Downer?
Oh, Downer, man. Downer's a super humble, just a super humble dude to whoever you are. He's super humble, cool as fuck to be around, very creative, has a lot of ideas, motivating, hella motivating, and he likes to open doors for sure. He looks out for his team. So all around, Downer is a blessing to have met and to be working with for sure.
That's awesome. Now, were you a big fan of the Sugar Boom Boom song, you know, when it came out?
That's not like my kind of music. So I wasn't like a crazy fan, but it's how I met him. I've seen that video. It's viral. I mean,
right.
If you have the internet, you've probably seen that video.
Absolutely.
But when I seen him, I was opening up for Mercules here in Spokane, and he came. He popped up. I didn't even know he was going to be there, but he was just standing in the crowd. I was like, what the fuck? That's what's his name from that's Sugar Boom Boom. And then, you know, I reached out and we took a picture and just reached back out to him on the internet. And I don't know. I don't even know how we even got to making music, but he sent me something and I laced it, which was Do That. And that was our first song that we did, Do That. And he loved it and it's been on and cracking ever since. So.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Mercules is a big guy too, you know. I mean, he I don't think he gives nearly as much props as of what he deserves. You know, I've followed Mercules for a couple of years now, and he's, you know, he's getting bigger. Him and what's the other guy? Tom. Fuck. He's all over the internet.
Tom Buck. I've never heard of him.
No, god damn it. Now that's gonna fucking bother me. I'll think of it here in a second. But, fuck. No.
So listen to Crack. Damn it. Together like that, bro. Like how, you know what I'm saying? 1 minute, you know of somebody, and then they send you something, and it kind of hits, and it works, and it just kind of gets its own legs.
Hmm.
I'm looking it up. This is because this is good. Tom McDonald. Jesus Christ. Thank you. Fuck. Tom McDonald. They are, him and Mercules both are like, they're highly underrated, I feel, you know. I think Tom is, he's stuck on the black and white thing. I just, you know, he does a lot about that, you know, about racism and stuff like that. So I wish he would venture out just a little bit more. But Mercules, he does a bunch of awesome covers, I feel.
Yeah, Mercules, man, he's cool. He's him himself is a humble dude, too. So super cool.
Hell yeah, man, that's awesome. Fuck yeah. And it's cool, just like Jesse said, you know, just, you know, how things happen and bam, you know, here you are, you know these people and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Jesse, do you want to chime in too, buddy? You're a part of this too.
I've been chiming in.
I was letting y'all chop it up, man. The funny thing is, what else can fucking Cordell tell us that he hasn't told us on it? What I'm saying, like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
man, I got a new brand in the stores. I got a new brand in the stores. It's called Cordell Drake Secret Stash. There you go.
There
you go. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do have a new brand.
I know that's been years in the making.
That's what?
I said, break that down to you, because I know that's been some years in the making. So everybody, this is not something he just popped up with. He really has fucking put years into making this shit go. So.
Oh, yeah.
Then, give some kind of
yeah.
To it.
It was a couple years in the making, and then COVID hit, and then stopped everything. And then out of nowhere, a friend of mine named John, he called me. He owns Green Matter, and he said, "You trying to get back on doing this?" And I said, "Hell yeah!" So as of right now, I got a brand called Cordell Drake Secret Stash. It's dabs. It's a concentrate, but it's all fresh, frozen, live resin. Super fire. And as of right now, I have it in downtown store called Lucky Leaf. I am currently working on, we're getting to flower right now. It's called, it'll be called Cordell's Cuts. And then they're actually working on a Cordell Drake strain, like my own personal strain as well. So, yeah, I'm trying to step into that.
It's a good market to be in. It's a good market to be
yeah,
in for sure.
Yeah, and I know all about that, so I feel like I do well in that. So yeah, it's slowly taking off, but it's taking off though.
You are a kind of sore. Yes, you are. So how is that grind getting it into stores?
Yeah, you have to really be on them. Shoot emails and stuff like that. The reason why I got it into Lucky Leaf so easy is because I know the owner. So it was pretty easy to reach out to him and say, like, Leo, this is what I got going on. And he was quick to support it. So the other stores, everyone's pretty, competitive against each other or whatever. So I don't know. It's going to be, it's just time emailing, calling, and trying to get their attention and get them to take a chance on me putting my product in their store. So,
fuck yeah.
That's
pretty awesome.
So what?
Are you going to do this? So are you somehow going to do a drop with your new strain, with your new music that's coming out? Have you thought about doing that?
What? Am I going to what?
Have you thought about, are you going to do some kind of drop where your strain and your music kind of work together, or you drop them at the same time with some kind of special strain?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or whatever new project or something you got coming out?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
if what? I'm sorry, bro. I'm having a hard, it sounds like literally you're covering the speaker with your finger.
I don't know why we always have these troubles with you. We interview hella people, bro. I don't know what it is with the connection.
Man, hey, if there's someone listening, call in and let them know. I'm telling you, it ain't just me, dog. I can't. I'm really trying to listen, though. I'm trying to pay attention, man. Just speak more smoothly and clear.
I don't know, speak as clear as I speak it. But I said what? Can you give us a sneak peek into that?
I'm putting my music, I'm going to be mixing my music up with it, if that's what you said, yeah. Hello?
Yep, sorry. I had to mute myself for a minute, I apologize. My roommate came down with a bottle and said, I'm three shots in, you need to catch up, motherfucker. So, I bleeped out for a second. Jesse looks like he's trying to call back in right now. And while Jesse's we've got a caller on the line, so let's go ahead and we'll bring this caller on while we're waiting for Jesse to call back in. Hello, you're on the air with Note by Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Tom Fuck.
Tom Fuck.
No, I'm joking, Frisky.
Tom Fuck.
That's funny.
I just heard my name be dropped.
Okay.
What's up, guys?
What's here up, we go. Here's my co-host. Here we go. Jesse, you back?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. We brought Risky Bolts on, man.
Yeah, yay. What's up, Jesse?
What's up, Risky?
Oh, man.
What's the Risky situation today?
Ah, nothing. I'm just like,
man,
calling this
problem for
you guys.
Yeah, when I brought him on, he said, this is Tom Fuck.
Hell yeah.
So you guys
yeah, we're doing
a big shoot, right?
Yeah, we're going all over the country filming this video. It's going to be a blast, man. Working around Cordell's been tight. I always get to travel. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Destination X, all about travel. Going all over the country next few months. Crazy.
Hell yeah, man. That's dope as shit. I wish I had the means to do that. It'd be awesome. Especially go to Hawaii, man. I'd love to go see that.
Just study hard, you know, strive to be your best, and maybe one day you can be just like me.
Maybe one day. Maybe. I'll try. I prefer my...
Get on his level, bro.
Yeah, if I could just get on his level, yeah.
It takes years and minutes of dedication.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just want to say what's up, man. I'm gonna get back to work and everything, but you guys keep doing your thing, and love you, Jesse.
Hey man, don't play me on the radio, bro.
Yeah. All right, Cordell.
Later, Risky.
Later, man.
Later.
There we go. All right. Well, let's play a song, Cordell. You sent us a few new songs. So tell us what you want us to play first here, man. And let's do a song real quick. We can get into some of your new music and stuff.
You go ahead and play it at Pull Up in a Lolo, man. I just dropped that video, so. About 2 weeks ago, I dropped that video. So this song right here, you can check it out on my Facebook or YouTube, Cordell NSC. It's got that new video on there. Pull Up in a Lolo.
Pull Up in a Lolo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him. He's the man with the plan. Governor, the mayor of Spokane, Washington, Cordell Drake. And this is his song, Pull Up in a Lolo. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Pull up in the low. A cutie with a bubble booty rolling up my dro. Whoa, she getting real freaky though. Thinking on my neck while her hands on my whoa. I'm trying to stay on the road. She hit them high notes in the mic real slow. Whoa, now she a freaky little bad bitch. Whoa, something like a savage. Three bumps in my low ride. Make a bitch jump. Pam in the back, a lot of junk in the trunk. Slow riding. Locomotion in all of us high side. Sliding on whatever old school spoke steppers and some Stacey's and some Chucks. I'll get your ass together. Do better, nobody do it better. Northwest, we got the women and we that shit feral. She's so fly, always on your mind. The way she flows right, make you want it all the time. Cordell, yeah, I pull up in the low. A cutie with a bubble booty rolling up my dro. Whoa. She getting real freaky though. Thinking on my neck while her hands on my whoa. I'm trying to stay on the road. She hit them high notes in the mic real slow. Whoa, now she a freaky little bad bitch. Whoa, something like a savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie, with me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy, Jesse Libs, and we have Cordell Drake on the line with us tonight. So tell us about Pull Up in a Lolo, man.
Man, Pull Up in a Lolo, man. It's just, I'm part of a Locomotion Car Club, and that's like a big part of my life is low riding now. I got a 91 Chevy Caprice that that my boy Anthony Gallup, he's our president, that he built. And, juggling music and some of this other stuff. It's a low ride, man. That's a big part of my life right now. So that's what it is.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, I talked to them. They called in one time right after you had. I think we had somebody on that you had helped us book, and I was supposed to get their number or whatever. You know, I told them, I said, you know, we'll, you know, exchange some merch, you know, but I lost the number. So if you can set that up or whatever, you know, I'll send some merch out. And, we can do some cross promotion, man. They seem like some really cool guys. You know, I had a great conversation with them that night they came on.
Oh, yeah. You talk about Tony and them from Locomotion?
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all had just got done with a big shoot and using the cars in the background and stuff like that. I forgot exactly what it was, but it was that with somebody. Who was with you? It was you and somebody else that just done a song with, you know, with the cars in the background. Stone P, I think. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
It's when they dropped Do That. It was after they dropped Do That.
Yeah,
it might have been.
Stone.
Yeah, and I think we had Stone on. I think we were interviewing Stone, and you came on, and Locomotion had come on. And stuff like that. So a bunch of really great guys, man. So, yeah, I'd love to, you know, show some love, you know, back and forth. You know, that'd be really cool. So if you could put that in motion for me, I would be grateful.
Most definitely.
What song? Pull Up in
Our Lolo. Huh?
Who's Pull Up in a Lolo?
Who pulled up in a Lolo?
Produced it. Who produced the song "Pull Up in a Lolo"?
Oh, my bad. Big Six. So Big Six, he's the one that produced a lot of the new stuff that I've put out, like Do That, Pull Up in a Lolo, that Hard to Find song, a lot of songs. He's also the one that produced I Wish I Had a Lowrider and did the first hook or did the hook in the first verse on the song too. So you guys will. He does music as well, and he's super nasty.
Man of many talents. Look,
yeah, he's from Lake Havasu.
How far away is that from you?
From where I'm at, I'm in Washington State. He's down in Arizona.
Oh, is that Arizona? Okay, I had no idea. So
here by me, yeah, that's over here by California.
Yeah. Had no
idea. That's
a
whole other planet. That's the other side of the world from you.
Yeah. I feel lonely out here. You guys are gonna have to carpool and come down here and hang out.
Not for too long though, man. September 4th is coming up real quick, bro.
Man, I'm gonna be gone, man. I already told you. I got a trip planned already.
What a trip to miss though, man. I'm telling you, bro. I tried getting Jesse too, and Jesse had prior stuff going on too. But what an event to miss.
Jesse doesn't want to get out until COVID happens, so we all know that. He's expressed his feelings, you know, very much. So unless he's getting paid a little bit of extra coin, Jesse's not getting out the fucking house because Jesse don't have to deal with that bullshit.
I gotta actually work on this one. Like, but Pig Out is an event you gotta experience at least once. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I would definitely love to, man. I would definitely love to. But I want to, at least for a fucking weekend or something, man. I want to figure something out, man. Just at least for a weekend, just to come hang out for a few days or whatever, man, and fucking, you know, just chill. You know, I've said that since we first, when Brian was still my co-host, Gordo.
Right.
You know, I've been wanting to come out there and meet you and hang out with you, you know, and all the people that, you know, you've hooked me up with, you know, over the years, you know, it's been wild, man. And I want to come out there and I want to experience all that, you know, what that Pacific Northwest lifestyle is, you know?
Yeah, man. You will. The door's always open, bro, so
you're
ready.
Just get tired of life getting in the way, man. We just got to do it.
Whenever you actually feel like it's actually worth your time to come out here, then.
Listen to that. You're trying to guilt trip me and shit again.
Peer pressure.
Right?
Peer pressure, please.
Right? Hear me?
What?
Huh?
What?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So I know you got a bunch of new music you're working on. When is the Seduction album coming?
Man, okay. So So Seduction album, there's two things. So the recording engineer I was working with right now, he's doing a bunch of other stuff. I'm literally having to try finding somewhere else to record out here that can keep up with me in Spokane. And then second, that album, DL Downer, me and DL Downer are working on an album. That's probably going to come out first before Seduction because, like, if you know my music, man, I want to put out an album for like a grown folk sounding album, you know what I mean? Like a mature album and for the female Seduction. But
for the female, this is for all the ladies out there.
Yeah, but you know, my lane, bro. It's going to be, I can sing, but it's going to be something that I'm kind of stepping out the box for, you know, doing like a whole album like that. So, It's definitely going to come out, and I am a few tracks in, but I'm not going to rush that album. That's again.
So you had it in
the
chamber
down for
a while.
I have, yes. I have, yeah. Just because, again, I got to be picky with the production that's going to go on that, and what, you know, I want that Seduction album to be something, you know, super nasty.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to think about it, you know, in terms like this, everybody is about a year and a half behind in life right now, you know, because of COVID, honestly. You think if everything,
yeah.
You know, if the COVID had never happened and everything like that, things would be a little bit more on track and, you know, all that, you know, so, yeah, just give him time, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, he will get that out. But, yeah, I mean, and that's kind of how I think about it anymore. You know, really, people are a year and a half behind on life, you know, especially in this kind of business because, you know, that production of everything shuts down. You know what I'm saying? You can't go record. You can't go do this. You know, you're stuck inside. You're not doing tours. You're not, you know. So you're a year and a half behind in life and money. That's the way I look at it.
I'm going to be dropping singles in between that, but like my focus right now is on me and Downer's album because it's just the two styles that go together, and we're like both really on that West Coast sound, and it's been really fun creating with this dude. So that's my focus right now. And then when I find the right beat here and there, I'll do something to it and slide it in that Seduction folder and make that final choice at the end, but yeah, it'll come.
Hell yeah. Well, we've got another call on the line here, so, and I don't want to keep people on hold too long because they tend to hang up sometimes, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. Hello, you're on the air, Note by Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Oh my God, is that Cordell Drake?
What's up, Doc?
Downer?
What's up? Yes, sir. What's up, homie?
Hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen, DL Downer in the house.
You know, you keep putting my dudes on here, man. I don't keep calling in. I'm like a stalker.
Hell yeah.
Nah, man, what's up, bro? I was listening to you guys' combo, man. It's another good one, fellas. But I sort of disagree with the homie a little bit when he says we're sort of behind. Shit, man, because we've been locked up. You know what you do when you're locked up. You're right. So even though it's behind, that's just in the bank. I think it's definitely.
Well, I didn't mean it.
No, I did. I was just trying to be a smart ass, bro.
I meant it in general as in life, you know?
Yeah, I totally get you.
Fuck yeah.
I'm excited about this album that me and Cordell Drake have came ready to come out. You guys are going to be totally oh, you know, this is going to hit you guys in the head like, wow.
Yeah,
it's a good, really
good album. So I asked Cordell.
Both
of
you on the line.
Yeah.
Name of the album since both of you are on the line. Do you guys have a name for this album?
It's Cordell. We haven't even thought about that, have we, dog?
Perfect time to announce it.
I think you were trying to call it Chucks and Ballerina Shoes, fool, but I didn't really I wasn't really feeling that one.
No, it was Chucks and Tutus, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I'm not really feeling that, bro. I'm really feeling like we should really stick with the whole.
And
the
see,
whole
this is what I'm talking about when Cordell's picky, man. That was my idea, Chucks and Tutus, and there you go, shutting my shit down.
Yeah, he just not even considering it at all. It's
that's
because
I was going to be in the Chucks, and I was trying to talk him into being the Tutu for the cover album, but he was like, stop.
I think since you guys haven't come up with a name yet, and you're at least halfway through the project, you should call it Procrastination.
Procrastination. That's a good one. long haul, because this is a long one. I don't know if we're actually shooting a video that's going to probably take like just 7 months to shoot. So it's a big production. And actually, I had a dude of mine, JT, I'm going to give him a shout out. He was like, damn, bro, you guys are spending that much time on one video? I'm like, yeah, bro, like this video is going to be iconic. It's going to be dope. And plus, where we're going to be going and just the fellas that I'm around, it's just for the experience itself, it's going to be iconic. So, yeah, you guys will be pleased with this.
Well, we're also shooting like a lowrider documentary as we go along with it.
Yes.
So it's going to be a whole...
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, we're about ready to put the lowrider community on our back. Let's go with this, man. It's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
It's gonna be sick, bro.
It's about damn time. I've been wondering when y'all gonna finally get to it and stop dancing around it.
I'm excited to work with my dude right here, man. He's it's a blessing that God's put this guy in my life. So yeah, it's awesome.
So, Dio, I'm going to ask you this real quick while I got you online, because I asked Cordell this earlier. And so, for you, what's it like working with Cordell? You know, when you guys hooked up and linked up and everything like that, what's that been like for you, man, meeting him?
When I first heard his dude spit at, I think it's called The Joint, or I forgot, where was that place at, dog? It was one of them, Joint, Pen, you know what I mean? Both the same shit. but
it's
I didn't know who Cordell was, man. And he got on there and shit, and I was just like, whoa. From that day, I was a fan. And he is picky. It took him a minute to even fuck with me, for real. That's not a lie. It's amazing to work with this dude because he actually brings the side of me out that, you know what I mean? It's cool. You know what I mean? It's like I've never gapped into that channel before, you know? So it's amazing. It's a blessing. Real talk. And
that's
to
cool,
see,
man.
My bad, I don't mean to keep going. I don't mean to keep fucking gapping.
You keep talking,
sorry. But check it out. To see the crowd's face when this dude just goes off, that's right there is amazing. So, yeah, I'll just end with that.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, I mean, everybody calls him, you know, the mayor of Spokane and stuff like that. I mean, he's got a big following. He's got a lot of people that just fucking, you know, love him to death. And that's kind of how I was when I first heard him, you know.
He should run for mayor.
My ex co-host had, you know, had introduced me to him and everything like that. And I was like, Jesus, this fucking guy's banging, man. Like, this is dope as hell. Like, and the different kind of things that he does, like I put it in the bio, you know, for this week's show, you know, the fluctuation that he can do, you know, like it's absolutely insane, you know, and not a lot of people can do that, you know, and even make it sound right. But it sounds, you know, just fucking incredible when he does it, you know, just going to that low, deep voice that he does. And then he gets up, hi, hi, hi. It's absolutely awesome. So that's one of my.
What does he do? Hit that high note again?
It's like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he is amazing, man.
I don't want to hear
So, real quick. No, real quick. So, listen.
Okay.
I want to break down this mayor of Spokane thing because I'm the one who coined that phrase. And this is where this came from. The first time we did
break
it
down,
out in the
baby.
Park, I seen how people reacted to him when we were just out in public. And that's literally why I started calling him that. Not even as a joke, but just as one of those things, like, because people already treat him that way. And so that's where that whole, that's how that phrase started, because he's loved in his city in that way. And I mean, I've had the privilege to be around a lot of people, but I don't, it's a different thing with Cordell Drake in Spokane, Washington. Like, this is the guy, like, when you first go visit, he's going to take you on tour of the city. And everywhere he goes, it's like, all these motherfuckers grew up next door to him. That's what it really feels like.
Yeah, right. One big-ass family, bro. One big-ass family.
And so that's where that phrase comes from. Not that I would want him to run for mayor, but, like, he is a de facto. When you touch down in that place, that's one of those places that you say, well, who's the hottest motherfucker in Spokane? His name, I can't – only a hate motherfucker wouldn't mention his name, in my opinion. And so
that's why
I started calling him that. So – yeah, so if anyone wants to understand, that's literally why I call him that. I don't know what other reason motherfuckers call it, whatever they call him, because I just think he deserves that respect, and it was more for the people around him and less for him. That's what I started saying.
Yeah, and Locust probably got it from you. That's who I heard it was Locust. Like, Locust was like, yeah, he's doing it. That's the mayor of Spokane right there. And I was like, oh, wow. Actually, it is. When we go to those, we went to his car show that he put on for his car, like, bro, it was crazy. It was crazy the way this dude, that they just flocked to him. It was a blessing to be around and to watch. It was cool.
Hell yeah, man. I can't imagine even having a tenth of that kind of admiration that people have for him. That's fucking dope. You know, and just to be able to make a big impact like that in your own town, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to get your city behind you. Any real artist, they're honest, they'll tell you, actually, for your city to genuinely love you while you're still living there, that's like some alternate universe shit.
Right.
People don't usually claim you till after you've been like, fuck it, I'm going to go. Like in my case, like I had to go out into
you're
the
there.
World for people to recognize me at home.
So it's just real quick, if everybody wants to stay online, there's somebody calling in, go ahead and bring them on real quick and just, you know, add them to the party. That's what we're doing up in here tonight. So here we go. Welcome to the show. This is Nobody Never Radio Show. Who are we speaking with? Hello.
Check 1, 2.
Hello? Somebody with a 6026 member. Hello.
Yo,
hear me all right?
Hello.
There you are. Hello. Yeah.
Just kidding. That was me.
Oh. The fuck?
I think they hung up. Ooh.
If you're calling in from Idaho, you're on live.
Yeah, can you hear it? 208
area code. There we go.
Yeah. Yo, Cordell, what's up, man?
Yo.
Yo, it's Ralph, yeah, man. Just showing love, homie.
Hold on. Who is this?
This is Ralph.
Hey. Oh, Ralph. What's up, fool? How you doing?
Yo. It's working out here, bro, right now. Just pulling my truck up. Hold up a sec.
Hell yeah.
How you doing, man? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man. Just trying to stay busy and motivated for sure. So, yeah, everything's all right.
Hell yeah, man. You ought to do a show up down here in Casper, bro.
Casper, yeah. I think I might have went down there when I was down there with Overtime. But, yeah, that's Casper, Wyoming.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shit. I mean, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
We just got to find that right show, or what, or when me and Downer actually hit the road. Shit, that might be a spot that we try pushing for.
Yeah,
You're still on here, right, Downer?
What's up?
I was seeing if DL Downer's still on here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, most definitely, Boo, yeah. I would love to be – I would love to make it to Casper, so.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on, man. Hold on. Is weed legal over there?
What's that?
Ralph, is weed THC, you know,
no.
God's lettuce, is it legal over there?
No, it's not.
Damn, I haven't skipped a case, Doc.
Well, then DL ain't going.
Yeah, we probably won't be here.
DL said,
I love that shit. You know, that's my medication. That's my air.
Hey,
I got to go, fellas, man. You have a blessed one. What's up, Ralph?
You know, got to do the alternate, man. You got to do booze.
Oh, yeah. I love my liver, dog. I'll see you guys later, boo.
All right, Downer. Love you, bro.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later, bro. I got to get going.
All right, Ralph. We appreciate you calling in, man.
Direct for you.
Yeah, bro. Later.
You take it easy, bro.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, homie. Later.
Yeah, man. Downer said, fuck Casper.
Downer's,
I love my liver.
Downer's a big chiefer like I am, so that's important. We got to have our medicine.
Hell yeah. I definitely want to partake in the medicine taking sometime, especially from your strand. You know, I want to partake in this Cordell Secret Stash stuff and get down on it.
Yeah, bro. Well, yeah. Hopefully, hopefully they invite me back next year for Pig Out, and if they do, you got to try blocking that timeout to come out, man, because that's definitely my biggest event of the year.
I'll make a bet with you right now. Or deal, whatever you want to call it. Right now, next fucking year, I will fucking be at the Pig Out of the Park with you.
Okay.
I will make it right
that,
now.
Man.
I will make a solemn.
Boom.
I will make a solemn promise, you know, right now. And I'll tell you what, I'm like Tony Montana. All I have in this world is my word and my balls, and I don't break them for nobody. All right. So,
okay.
If you know, it's
you too, Jesse.
Some sort of stupid dire situation that comes up before, I will fucking be there next year, man. I'll make it right now a diehard promise from my heart. All right.
All right. What about you, Jesse?
Oh yeah, shit. You know, I'm planning on it. The only reason I wouldn't make it back if it's I had going on what's going on right now, but you know I'm there if I can be there for sure. That's what a fucking fool alone. Shit, I'm there.
You guys should both.
Right.
Get down.
We need to do that, Jesse.
Bro.
Jesse, we need to do that. Period. We need to do that because first of
that,
all,
but I gotta keep my lights on too. That's the only reason I'm not going.
Well, we
just straight up.
We've never met, so what we need to do is we need to broadcast live from Pig Out of the Park for No Pie No Radio Show. It's what we need to do, period.
Whoa, wouldn't that be sick?
That's a fact.
You
that
guys
would be
need
fucking
to do,
crazy.
Man, too bad you guys couldn't do a video stream.
We can, I mean, with the right camera and some Wi-Fi,
we,
you know, connected
yeah.
to Facebook Live, we can do it.
Yeah, it's whew, man. It'd be a big one. Yeah, this year we got Door.
Yeah, that would be worth the production. Yeah, that would be worth the production to do a live stream of that.
Fuck yeah.
For
dude,
sure.
Of the whole fucking weekend, man, that'd be dope. Or the whole show or whatever. Like, we don't need to be, you know, broadcasting all week, but for the show. Is that Friday night or Saturday night that the big show is, Kyle?
The actual show is on Sunday night, actually. But
okay.
You guys set up a table and the two chairs like right, like kind of near the back of the crowd, so you see the whole crowd in the stage. That shit would look crazy, dude.
That'd be dope. And then maybe we could broadcast live from there, Jesse. That's what we need to do. We need to take note by note to the next level, man.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I'm going to Pig Out in the Park, I'm getting on stage, motherfucker. I'm not.
I will broadcast. I will broadcast. That's what we'll do. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You both, you know, all the artists can come in and chime in the booth. I'll see. I can stay in the booth. All the artists can chime in, you know, when they're not on stage, they can come. They can hang out with me for a little bit, you know, talk about them, talk about the music, you know, and everything like that, what's going on at Pig Out at the Park. And that would be a dope fucking show, man, because I can reach, I can only do a show like a two-hour limit, but I can keep creating shows, you know what I'm saying? So we can keep, I can keep going, you know, like I can make one right after the another.
We'd have to skip the blog talk. We'd have to go, we just go smooth live on that show. We just want them, we just have to have some slick planning that just be worth.
Something better than a cell phone to record with, then. That's all we have to do.
Ricky's has to work. You'll never find it's hard to find Cordell without finding Ricky. You just put Ricky's ass to work.
There we go.
All
right. That's what we'll do. And then Cordell, right now, here live on air, me and Jesse, we're gonna make that solemn promise right now. That's what we're doing next year for Big Out of the Park.
Don't make me out to be a liar.
Just don't be a liar. Just don't be a liar then, and just come on.
Don't be a fucking liar. Contract, bro.
Oh, we got to do a contract.
But you know, if I can be there, I'll be there.
Yeah, well, I mean, if anything, I was just going to say, yeah, if anything, we can just write up a quick contract. We can email it and have it signed, and then boom, we'll just do it like that. So
here we are, right here, live on No Front Net Radio.
Really doing it.
Wheeling and dealing, making deals, you know, this is what we do. So promises are set in stone. That's what happened. Me and Jesse live this year from, yeah, it's done already. It's done already. We're going to do it.
This was not a we thing. This was a you thing. You made a promise.
We all doing it. We all did it together because we're all friends and this is what we doing. We all do this. Okay, we got a we have a caller on the line, and like I said earlier, I don't want to keep him on waiting because a lot of times people hang up because they get frustrated. So let's bring him on real quick. Hello, you're live on the air with No Fight No Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, Slim, I just wanted to say I'm fucking your mom right now. She's sucking my cock so hard that her false teeth came out. She's giving me a fucking gum job. I just coated the back of.
Okay.
That was Slim Fool. That is funny, yo. Whoever. Hey, bro, I can't wait to hit the homie up, man. That's not even Endo Slim.
Yeah,
Endo
no,
Slim,
no way.
Endo Slim wouldn't do that.
No, because we've had Endo on the air before. We've had an Endo on here.
It takes the time to do that. Like, what kind of special, like.
That's some dumbass trolling motherfuckers, man. Just want to hear cussing on the air.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
who
funny,
even takes the time to even come up with that? That is just wild. Like,
hey, it's
whoever you are, you must
it's
be a
probably one of the homies fucking being dumb as shit.
I just,
it's probably Crown Royal
Jesus
or something.
Howard Christ.
I'm just going to say this, you know, for anybody who listening, who, you know, maybe it's your first time listening, we do not screen the calls here on the show. It's a live show. So occasionally, this has probably been the fourth or fifth time that we've had some sort of little troll call in and just say some shit real quick just because they want to hear cussing on the air for some reason. You know, and it's not like we don't cuss on the air, so it's not like it's some big whoop-de-whoop thing. Oh, ooh, I got one over on the FCC. This shit's unrated anyway. We don't give a fuck. So that's just
people said, hey,
silly.
What's up, man? It's Endo Slim. I knew right away. I was like, what the fuck? This ain't no Endo Slim,
right.
Yo.
Yeah, so he had to have done some, like, went down the page and, like, seen, okay, I'm going to pick a random artist or something like that, like he's calling in or something, and, you know, shit. But thanks for looking at the page and, you know, all that. Like it and share it, Mr. Troll. So,
yeah, I thought that was fun. Thank you.
We have another one. You know, maybe this is another troll hell. Fuck, we don't know. We don't care. I got the button right here. I can cut you off at any second. So don't think that you have any power on this show when I bring you on. So just throwing that out there. Here we go. You're on the air live. Nope, I know ready show. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Jamarcus Higgins. But one time I was balls deep with my grandpa, right? And he turns around and he looks at me, and I was like, "Don't smile at me."
He
like,
said, "Jamarcus Higgins."
No, I
bro,
go by the popular
name.
I was sent here by someone who knows you. I'm looking for Cordell Drake, but I'm here to talk about some music shit, man. I got a question for y'all. Like, out of all the places that you've been in the United States, what do you think is the most poppin' scene for an upcoming artist?
Texas, man. Texas shows a lot of love, bro.
Dallas,
is Texas? Dope. Say what now?
Like down in Dallas or anywhere in Texas?
Houston. I would say Houston. I would say Texas itself, but Houston is dope. Houston shows a lot of love. And then, I don't know, man. Houston just stands out to me, bro. For any time I've been out there, it's just been super popping. So.
Fuck yeah.
So I would say
yeah.
Houston.
Hey,
man, you're not the one that first called the first time, though, yeah?
No, Ralph sent me. Ralph sent me this number, told me that you were on the air. You're part of Nine Side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ralph showed me your music like two or three days ago, because I write music, too, and he showed me your stuff. You guys are fucking dope. I hope you guys are still writing music.
Thank you.
You guys still doing your thing?
Nine Side itself has been... since like 2011 or 12 hasn't been really a thing anymore.
Yeah, it was a long time.
We're all still friends. We all still talk to each other. But really, everyone kind of broke up and did is either doing the family thing or their solo thing. So.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Well, what do you think is the most difficult part for an upcoming artist? The most challenging obstacle in front of them.
Trying to keep up with everyone if you want to stay relevant. Money. A lot of people don't know if you're really trying to do it at a level that is going to get you anywhere. It costs a lot of money, dude. It really does.
It costs a lot of money. You got to promote yourself too, huh?
Yeah, you got to do everything a label would do, but yourself. So yeah. Criticism, you got to learn criticism, and the most important thing I would say is staying, staying
consistent?
On the go. What's that word, Jesse? What am I looking for? Staying
consistent.
You're looking for either consistent or humble.
There you go, consistent. Yep, staying and humble. There you go. I would say that. There you go.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Where's this radio show at right now?
We're live from the East and West Coast. Yeah, we are live in Knoxville, Tennessee at 7:08 p.m., and we are live on Pacific time at 4:08 p.m. right now.
Hell yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys' time. I just want to say what's popping to everybody else. Keep fucking writing if you're an artist. Keep doing your thing, and don't forget to put peanut butter on your balls and let your dog lick it off. That's good shit.
There you go.
That's good. That's good. Hey, plug your. Hey, where can we find you at, bro?
Yo, I go by Depravity Music. You can look that up on YouTube. I'm not super popping on YouTube. I got about 10,000 followers on my TikTok. I hate fucking saying that it's on TikTok because I don't like TikTok. But that's Depravity, Depravity Music. I guess my most popping song is my Jedi Rapper song. I did some remixes to like Godzilla. I got some other original content. I do a lot of remixes and shit like that, too. I think I'm good. I think I'm pretty fucking good. But I got to stay humble at the same time, you know?
Well, we're going to check you out for sure, bro. And if I were you, shit, when we get off air, you being an artist, bro, I would reach out to Jeremy or Jesse Lives. And they're the host for this radio station. See if you can get booked, man. Close mouths don't get fed, so.
Hold up. I'm getting my pen out. That was Jeremy and Jesse Lives.
Yeah,
they're the ones. Just look up Note by Note Radio and send them a message.
Yeah, leave a peanut butter.
Hold up. I'm trying to type this shit down. What radio do I look up?
Note by Note. N-O-T-E.
Nope.
By N-O-T-E. Note by Note.
Note by Note Radio.
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page, it'll be one of the very first posts. You can just click on it and go right there.
Fuck yeah, I got that shit written down. I appreciate you guys' time. I want to give a shout out to Ralph, if you're listening. What's up?
What up?
Y'all have a good one.
All right, man. You too, have a good weekend.
I appreciate your time, yo.
Have a good one, man. See you. Well, that was interesting. I thought we had another troll, but I let him go on for a few seconds and he cleared things up.
I think he was the first one, man. I think we just hung up on him. He's like, fuck. Like he was going to joke around but then get into his shit.
Right.
But I think you hung up before he could get into his shit, so he called back. He was like, nah, that wasn't me, though. Because he went right in with, hey, man, put peanut butter on your balls and have him lick them off.
Right. It's just like, okay. I mean,
balls deep in his grandpa.
Yeah.
He might be a fun host or a fun person to have on your show, guys. So never know, man.
Absolutely. So let's see here. Get back to. Sorry. I'm trying to pull up your list of songs here. All right. So we got that. All right. So we got next. We got All Night. We got In a Minute and Piranha.
Okay. So we have All Night, In a Minute, and what?
Piranha.
And Piranha. Oh, okay. Dang. Oh, I thought I sent you the one with me, Downer, and I don't know where, but yeah, play whatever one you want, bro. I don't care.
Okay.
I know Piranha.
Right.
Piranha is off of a new mixtape that we're getting ready to drop. It's almost done. It's called The Entourage, and it's got a bunch of artists that we fuck with. That's all on there. And so is In a Minute. That's going to be on there as well. And then what's the other song I sent you?
All Night.
All Night. Yeah, that's my cut with my homeboy Crown Boy that passed away. That's my shit. So, yeah, you can play whatever one you want.
Crown Boy on too, man.
Did they ever?
They ever catch them cats and convict them cats or anything with that?
They caught them like a day or two after it happened. As of court, I think they're still going to court and all that shit. The last I heard.
Rest in peace, Crown Boy.
But I know I sent you two emails. I sent you another one. Even if you don't play it live on air, I sent you that new one. That new with me, DL Downer, Stone, and Uno. That the one that song, that fight song that we did for Arena Wars. I always forget the name of it, but yeah, I know I sent that to you, so whatever.
Sorry, I had a roommate moment here. My roommate came back down with a bottle, and he looks half shit faced. So I was dealing with that live on air. But I'm sorry. So which one do we want to play here? We've got those three: All Night, In a Minute, Piranha.
Play whatever he said. Surprising.
I said
whatever.
You can play whatever. Surprise. But I do know I sent you that new one, the new fight song that we made for Arena Wars with me, DL Downer, Stone, and Uno the Prodigy. But I sent
okay.
that to you in a separate email, so maybe you just didn't.
Maybe, and I can do that while the song's playing. All right, so we're gonna play All Night, ladies and gentlemen. This song, Cordell Drake. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Passing me by, staring out the window where my life goes. Destination does don't come on this ride.
You know it's all about you. If you think you ain't the only one,
you did wrong.
When we fight, the sex is great. It's so strong, but it's always the same. Just bang my line, I'ma slide on through, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to No Fun Out Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie, with me broadcasting from his own studio. It is my boy, Jesse Linz, and we have Cordell Drake on the line with us tonight. So tell us about All Night, yo, brother. Yo.
Man, I sent you guys the wrong one, man. I sent you the one without Crown Boy on it. That song's actually going on my seduction joint. So if you're... There's that where that's gone. But yeah, Crown Boy, man, he was part of Nightside. That was my dude. I've known him forever. And it was his birthday, and we ended up I flew out to Denver to shoot two music videos, one with Crown Boy for my album, and then another one with his partner, Skinny Blanco and Skinny White, and for his album. So we shot two music videos while we're out there. That party bus and all that you, I don't know if you've seen the music video, but there's like a party bus and all that. That was for Crown Boy's birthday and all that. And I dropped that as a single to promote Seduction. Him and both Skinny passed away, I'd say a couple months later, after we got done shooting that. So he opened up a shop and was ambushed in their shop, and both was murdered. So RIP Crown Boy and Skinny Blanco, man. I do, man.
Well, definitely RIP to them. We had him on air with us, and it wasn't a month and a half later, something like that, 2 months later, tragic incident happened. And I just, you know, my heart goes out to you and his family still, you know, it's bullshit, you know, senseless fucking death, you know, I think we're at a time now where we're over that, you know, petty bullshit, people killing people over petty bullshit. Oh, you stepped on my fucking, you know, Jordans, pop, pop, you know, like, come on, like, you know, it's stupid, stupid street shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know, man.
I didn't know Crown Boy. I knew Crown Boy through you, but what fucked me up is because I seen how hard he was. He was working hard at that time. He was really on a grind.
Yeah.
Respecting about him.
Hell yeah.
Seems like you start really getting on your feet finally. Always a scary thing about this world we live in. It's like right when you start getting your life figured out. Didn't he have like a child on the way at the time?
Yeah, he just had a child. At that time. He's got a few children, but yeah, he just had a daughter at that time.
Damn, man.
Crazy about that. I respect that more than anything else because artists myself and being around artists, especially independent artists. You don't know how hard it is to get this fucking ball rolling, man. That was more of a tragedy to me than anything else because it was like, man, the way he was working, he was about to make some noise. I wouldn't have went out there and fucked with him.
No, he really was. Like we were saying earlier, a lot of the Nightside members broke up and either did their family thing or went to jail or did their solo thing. And Crown Boy's one of them that kept on and did a solo thing. Even talking about it, man, I miss that fool so much. He was like one of my best friends, bro. And if you guys would have just even was able to meet Crown Boy, like, I don't know, he's someone different for sure. Cool dude, man. So
an absolute loss to this world and this generation for sure.
Yeah.
So. I just want to let you know that I did get that song. It was in a separate email. I didn't see it. That's my fault. But I did got it. I got it uploaded, undefeated.
I got
that in there. So we'll make sure that at least that song gets played. We got 40 minutes, so we got time to play them all. It just depends, you know, how the conversation goes here, so whatever. But we will definitely make sure we get that, you know, that played tonight before we end off of air here.
Sweet.
Put down or how many songs are you guys in?
What?
Stuck coming with Downer. How many songs are you guys in?
The album
you went to the project.
I'm sorry. So fucking with Downer, how many songs in on the new album are we in?
I said so how many songs
are
you went to the project?
Oh, there you go. Sorry, bro. Shit, we're like 3 or 4 songs in. So it's not too far, but it's just because I can't record up here right now. We were doing all that recording, I was working with an engineer and that stop. So when I do record, it's when I go down to LA and I record over at Beacon where he records that. So
you got some real haters in your life, because I swear to God, bro, you've been through so many fucking studios since I've known you.
I swear people, I don't know, man. I don't even want to speak on this current situation, but yeah, it's weird.
It's time for you to upgrade, man. You're going to have to build your own studio and do your own fucking thing and quit relying on these motherfuckers not to get your shit out.
I've been doing that since I was like 19, bro. I learned from Gonzo. The reason why I started going to different, I'm a good ass engineer, bro. I'm a really good record engineer. I know what I'm doing and I know how to get to shape an artist and get him to get in there to know to put out what they're trying to put out, but I don't want to do that. I want to be able to concentrate on me, as in going in and just worried about the creative part and just recording. And I don't want to sit there for hours and mix a damn song. I don't want to do that. So that's why I started going to other engineers, and it's been wonderful, but it looks like I'm going to have to start going back to that. That's what it's looking like. So.
Well, I can understand that. You know, you want to concentrate more and focus your efforts, you know, onto that part of it instead of having to do all of it. So I can respect that, you know, branching out and doing that. And, you know, you're obviously, you know, you're spending money there or whatever, you know, to record things and get things done or whatever. So, you know, showing love to other people and everything like that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Especially in small business.
Well, a lot of people don't
love that shit.
A lot of people don't get that it takes 5, 6 up to on up hours just to mix a song. So each song that you're listening to on an album has 6 to 15 hours plus mixing and all that on it. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So
depending on how intricate
it is.
Yeah.
Like,
take a special kind of focus to be an engineer for real. Like I don't know how engineers do it. I'm not gonna
That would be a good show for us too, Jesse. Just throwing that out there. You know, if we had somebody that was on that part of the industry, you know.
Oh yeah, we can bring some engineers for sure. There's a few engineers.
Or at least a couple guys. You know what I'm saying? We can do a couple guys at a time.
Just during my Nineside years, all those albums and mixtapes that all the Nineside artists were putting out was because of me. I'm the one that engineered all that. And I'm talking about waking up in the morning, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, having people come in, record all fucking day. I mix all night as far as I can. I go to sleep for a couple hours and I wake up and we're right back doing it again. For real, for real. That's how it was, bro. And someone else's job. I can't just make music. You know, I got all this other shit that I got to do to keep Cordell Drake music going. On top of my 3 jobs that people don't know, I also hold down. You know, I hold down 3 jobs while doing all this, plus the weed thing, plus the music thing, and it's crazy cool. So it looks like I might have to start going back to that, but I really don't want to, bro.
That's a man about the fucking hustle right there, ladies and gentlemen, period. You know, Cordell Drake is about the motherfucking hustle.
Yeah.
All I know is I've been in the studio, I've fallen asleep and woken up and the engineer was still engineering. That's when I knew, I can't be an engineer. Shout out to RTX606. A special awesome motherfucker to be an engineer. And I mean, shout out to you, Cordell, because the funny thing is,
I don't think people give you your roses on that, on how many projects that have your fingerprints on them, and or how many engineers that you created, because that's another thing. You created a lot of engineers too. I've created
engineers, and I've put out more from albums from on the East Coast down south to out here, more than people don't even know that. Like, I've put out so much of the Northwest albums I've recorded and put out. Like me, it's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, that is an angle, and that is true. That's an angle we do need to attack, because especially for artists, most so-called artists, they only want to be the rapper or the singer. They don't realize all the people on the back end that make shit go. Like when you really say I'm putting out quality music, there's a lot of shit that has to go. Most motherfuckers don't even understand the whole concept of mixing and mastering. That's there. That is a whole other topic we could talk for hours about that.
Oh, matters, yeah, absolutely.
Basically, more than the music, almost.
Yeah, no, for real.
That's absolutely, 100% facts, and we can do a show where, it's not even just one person, you know what I'm saying? We can have this person on for 20 minutes, and we can have another person on for 20, you know what I'm saying? We can get as many people as we know in the industry that are having their music made by people. I'm sure we can reach out a little bit here and there, and, we can make that happen,
Actually, now that we're on it, Cordell, what are the names of some of the projects? Because, I know your own personal stuff, but, for other artists that you were on that side of the music game for them.
Oh, man, it's been so much. Caveman, All Bangers, fucking Short Stack. I can't even name all the artists, bro. There's so many artists. I go on my hard drive. If I click on my laptop and went on my hard drive, ooh, guarantee 100%, I have over 100 artists that I've done music for. And album-wise, I'll probably put out other artists. It's not a crazy amount. I'll probably put out, 10 albums between 9 and 11 albums for other artists. But if you include all the shit that I've done for my 9-side team and me and all that, it's crazy. A lot of hours.
Because the first time me and this fool went on tour, the dude, I can honestly, in my head, I think he had fucking 10 different projects he was pushing that were just his music.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that you had? Yeah. So
yeah,
shit was dope, too, because I was like, this motherfucker has hella music. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm pushing one project. This motherfucker got mixtapes, albums, all kind of shit.
Yeah.
Cordell is on his own level. I mean, there's
no
doubt about that.
That is one thing, though. Being an engineer, that is one thing, though. It don't matter. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning. You have that urge. You can get up and create, bro, and not have to worry about no one else's time or anything. You sit there, and you can create your own shit and mix it and put it out, or put it out whenever you want. That is the dope thing about being your own engineer, is you can do it yourself. So, and that's what it was. That's why we were putting out so much shit, is because I was just sitting there and lots of marijuana and fucking Cordell Drake time sitting there in front of that monitor and putting in hours. But yeah.
And that's really how it goes. I'm tell you my side story on the subject. A friend of mine, he was in a band, called 10 Years. It was big. They toured with, Korn and Disturbed, Linkin Park and shit. And they went all over the world, and he is in a band now called Jaybirds. My boy Steve from Jaybirds is connected to me to buy, marital family, which I'm not married anymore, but by my ex-marital family, and that's how I know him. And he did the intro for Note by Note, actually, that rock, that strumming, that's all him. Tater Johnson, who left 10 years and has since, got with Steve and they started Jaybirds and stuff like that. He's the same way, he's all hours of the night and stuff like that. He's up and everything like that. And he just walks into his office, his studio area, and just, you plug away, do his thing, cause there is that time, there's times when just stuff hits you. you know, in the middle of the night or whatever, and doing something or whatever. And that is part of the creative process. And a lot of people don't think about that, that, you know, when you're somebody who's like that, and it's almost to a point of ADD or something, you know what I'm saying? Like it's, it'll grab you in the middle of the night and
it does.
Oh shit, I need to do this. And you do that and you're concentrated on that and you end up down some sort of rabbit hole. All of a sudden it's fucking 4 hours later and you just did some shit that just came to you, you know, bam.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, I'd say 3-4 o'clock in the morning is like the best time for an artist to make it, for real.
It is for me. I create some dope ass shit for around that time.
Right. Well, as a writer, it hits me the same way. I just don't want to have to mix the shit. Maybe I'm just fucking lazy. Like, I'll write it, I'll record it, but I'll even go through the beat.
Lazy is on your vocabulary. We know that. Okay? So let's put that out there. Lazy is not your vocabulary.
Because I'm not willing to do that part. So for me, anything I'm not willing to do, that's lazy to me. Maybe I got mean appearance, but that's just how I see it. But like, yeah, like I'll take you through the whole thing from the concept and everything. But that mixing shit, that's why I gotta take my hat off to people like Cordell, because I'm just like, nah, fuck all that. Because that is a lot of fucking just ear training and understanding frequency and fucking, I don't know.
It's not just that. It's a lot of time out of your life. Especially for someone else's song, dude. It's just hours out of your life sitting there looking at a computer that you're missing.
Yeah.
A two-minute song that people appreciate, you know, is you don't really realize what goes behind that.
Yeah. Yeah, is you know, is 2 weeks worth of fucking, you know, labor, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not all at one time, but, you know, if you calculate it all up, you know, it's 2 weeks worth of labor, you know? Calculate everything up.
Get around people that want to actually question your mixes and shit like that. That's even, if I want to take off your boot, Ike Turner somebody. You got that shit, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play another song real quick.
After the Downer project.
Oh, sorry.
How much time we got? When we get back, because I'm just curious what his next move is.
Yeah, I mean it's 7. I mean we got 27 minutes, you know, for the live show. I was just trying to, because I want the songs to have their due diligence, you know.
Yeah, we still got two songs. I definitely want to play that new one and Piranha.
Okay. All right. Cool. So let's go ahead and do at least one of them right now. And that way they're. So you want to do Undefeated or Piranha? Pick one right now.
Let's play Piranha first. This is off the new Entourage mixtape that's about to drop here real soon. We're just putting on the final touches on it, and we're gonna drop this one. I'm not gonna say that, but yeah, it is gonna drop pretty soon. It's called the Entourage mixtape. It's got a bunch of them on there from Hercules, S. Dot, myself, Nutso, DL Downer, Uno the Prodigy, fucking Locus Luciano. It's got a bunch of dope ass artists on there. So,
fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Let's get into it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is new song. And you heard him first. He hasn't even dropped the song yet, but he's going to allow us to play it live on our show because
it's the first time anyone heard it.
Exactly. And because
you heard it here first.
Sure. Exactly. Right here.
Yeah. Breaking records and shit.
Right. Exactly. And this may be some sort of like low key fucking thing, but like we're doing historical fucking moments on this show. And I don't think people really realize that and respect that. You know, this is historical shit right here. First live for anybody to fucking hear right here on Note by Note Radio Show. Nowhere else. There's no big name brand fucking radio show that's doing this shit right now. No, it's a fucking local thing based out of Knoxville, Tennessee, called Note by Note Radio Show with a fucking co-host that's in fucking Cali. We got an artist on that's in Washington. That's how this shit fucking rolls, man.
They call it a flex. They call that flexing. That's what the kids
fuck
call
it. Fuck yeah.
It.
And I don't give a shit how fucking small time we may be in other people's eyes. That's a flex to me, and I like it.
Or you could call it bussing, fool. You know what I'm saying? It's bussing.
There you go.
Can. That's
that new shit. It's bussing. It's bussing, guys, for real.
It's bussing. That's right, because we got everybody. All right,
play that shit, man. Piranha. I go ahead and play that shit, though, man. This is Piranha off the new mixtape, The Entourage. Let's go. That was supposed to be smooth, dog. There you go.
Another Mike the Exclusive.
Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have a Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have a Right now I'm chasing bags, all I want is large bands. Right now I'm chasing bags, all I want is large bands.
Another Mike.
She knew I was big butt, pretty bitch with a big butt. In the hood you a big slut, anybody can get nut. I know that you feeling nut, we don't live simple. Keep that bullshit to a minimum. Entourage, everybody is general. Look at my pocket for profit, stop it. You can never, ever, ever meet water. Family reunion, not on the topic. I'm with my niggas and we pop the bottle. We got the blueprint on the counter. And we been blue bitch and make count. I try to tell her, I will be broke forever. Stupid didn't wanna listen, under my business. Now I keep a check on me, just smile from a distance. Said I was tripping when I fell in love with it, but it was none of their concern. I should have known they knew something that I didn't. Call this a lesson learned. Go ditch witches, catch them and burn them. But I might fall, leave in the morning. But that's if it wet. If it's dry, you can jet. Got
another
no time for a check. I'm trying to get a check.
Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have a Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have a
She wanted to come over while a nigga writing lyrics. I know she wanna fuck, I just might let her feel it. But I gotta get this money out here really chasing paper. Gotta finish this album, she can finish me later. Now I'm on the road and she calling all the time. I'm out in Spokane, don't you see it? Bitch, yeah, I really get it in. Now ask all of your friends, I got a shoe they can't be in. Less close, the better, let's get closer together. Not me, you, but her and I,
another
you can come whenever.
Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have a Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have a
a pedigree, fine as fuck, this bra thicker than slow serve. She hang around, she smoke a perk, told me that she love her, but I got to work. I'm eating beats, I'm doing hooks, I'm dropping feet. The only way to get to me is having money coming out them ass cheeks. She keep on walking past me, smelling sweet and looking good. She know that I get nasty and I love it when they head good. With that blunt that just went past me, I just rolled another hook. The homies think it's savage, now I'm headed to the booth. Take a look, a real nigga putting money over Pootie Tang. We get booked, we rock shows, pussy ain't stopping nothing. I got 6 rings, I'm a champion, flexing on this Samsung. I catch you when the job is done, no need for you to keep asking.
Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have a Piranha, she on me.
Chasing bags, all I want is large bands.
wanna, she on me, but I don't care to have her. Right now I'm chasing bags, all I want is large bands.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to No Fi No Radio Show.
Right now I'm chasing bags, all I want is large bands.
And we have Jesse Lives broadcasting from his own studio, and our boy, fucking Cordell Drake, on air with us tonight, baby.
Yes, sir. Yo, yo.
So,
fuck yeah, man.
How many who all is on that song, bro?
That's what I was, man. I was just getting to the same fucking thing, Jesse. Same fucking thing.
So the hook, of course, is me. Piranha, she on me, but I don't care to have her. That's Cordell Drake. And then it starts off with Nutso. He's from like Alabama, I think. And then it goes into S Dot. Speak the only truth. And then then it's Hercules. He's from Florida. And you know, you guys know S Dot. Beth was from Carolina, so. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's
I was kind of shocked to see S Dot rap that slow. That was different.
I think he's on that other one too, man. If we have time, man, I play the other one. The other one's super hard too. I think I'm pretty sure he's on that other one too. S Dot's all over that mixtape. Every single one that we was writing to, he'd be one of the first ones done with his verse. We were all sitting in the studio together and coming up with everything, and he was always one of the first ones to be like, "Yep, I'm ready." Damn.
Hungry is hungry. Can't get mad at a hungry motherfucker.
In the nut, so yeah. That's right. Yep.
So fuck it, man. Let's just play that next song. Let's get that on the air. We can shoot the shit all we want, but yeah, let's play that next song.
Play the mixtape one. We'll play the fight one last, like before we get off air.
The mixtape one. Which one's that? In a minute.
Yeah, in a minute. Ooh, you guys are going to fuck with this one.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
This is the type of shit before we go on, this is another song off the Entourage mixtape, but this feel right here is what I'm pushing for. This whole sound that you guys are about to listen to right now is the type of feel that I'm pushing for the Seduction album. West Coast, but more.
Okay.
You guys, you're about to.
Sexy West Coast? Is that what it is?
I mean, if you want to call it that way.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cordell Drake, and this is In a Minute. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's difficult talking about how I'm missing you, hurting me more and more. While staring off at your picture, boo, daydreaming of what we do. Closing my eyes and kissing you, wishing you was by my side so I could put the dick on you. I don't play, I eat it like an edible. Bedroom tone play, she said it's incredible. Then I came over to get on the same sofa. The one I got the high score on, In a Minute, game over. What the fuck, I can't believe she told me pin her to the wall. We was in a bar bathroom, handicapped stall. Let me undress thee, I get my zipper. No love, a little sweat, butt naked slipper. Tell me how you like it. Choking and biting, doesn't matter long as it's wet when I'm stroking, excited. Don't want nothing but the lingerie and heels around the house, 40 on a lead hose, I'm quick to pull it out.
Ready for a beer? We can roll in the photo
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Nobody Knows Radio Show. It is I, J Boogie, with Jesse Libs and Cordell Drake. Excuse me.
Hey, I forgot. So that song, I forgot I just sent you a sample. S-Dot's on that one. Dice is on there. There's a bunch of more artists that's on there, but I just sent you a snippet of that one. I forgot. But, yeah, just to give you a little sample.
And who scratched out in the beginning on the acapella?
Oh, that's Nutso. He's nasty, bro. But, man, Nutso, bro, like, when you hear this mixtape, he's all over it. And he is, bro, Nutso is fucking talented, man. This fool went back down to Alabama and supposedly shot someone in the head or something like that. Now he's back in prison. So it's such a waste, dude, because this dude is fucking talented, bro. But, yeah, he's...
Allegedly.
Not exactly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he's nasty. We used to hear his other shit, man. He's fucking just, ooh-wee. And on that, that song's not going to usually start like that. That Nutso's verse is going to go on at the end of another song, and then it's going to blend into that. But I did that, so I don't know. You'll hear when you hear it.
The way it jumped off.
Yeah.
So I was
it's going to sound like that too
on the album. Curveball like a motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, there was nothing.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys were gonna tap in and be like, "Hey, just send me the right shit. This is, there's no beat behind this."
I thought that was fire. I mean, yeah.
No, that's cool. Yeah. No, literally, seriously, fucking stopping the music and just doing just some acapella or whatever over top of stuff for a minute, and then coming in with a fucking beat. Is in right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of artists that are doing, I mean, not starting the intro maybe like that, but like there's a pause in the music and they're just blah, 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 bam, and then back into it. So, and it sounds good. It really does.
Not very many people can pull that shit off, man. That's the catch in it.
Oh, yeah, no, you're absolutely right, 100%, Jesse. For real.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But do you guys tell, like, during that hook, like, how it's just more kind of, you know, more kind of for the females and shit? That's what I'm kind of going for seduction, so.
Okay. And there's
it just sounds late night in the lowrider, man. That's what all – but, I mean, everything you've been doing for a minute, to me, has been sounding – very, very late night in the lowrider. Just, you know.
Bro, that's
just basically.
Man, hold on. That's dope, bro, because I tell people that, like, people that aren't, like, musicians, they look at me and they just don't really get it. And that's crazy that you said that, bro, because on everything I do, I feel like I make nighttime music. And it does, some people
but
are
I
like,
think, you know what?
Like,
people don't really know you. You know what I'm saying? They don't take the time to get to know you as a person. See what I'm saying? Like, outside of your big-ass personality, you're a fucking chill-ass motherfucker. So I think you got to know that side of you. That's, like lightweight. And let's be real, you're one of the few people I know in the world that actually like to fucking drive. So that's a whole other thing. But, yeah. I mean, but if that's the lane, bro, shit, I don't see you losing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And as you always say, the Mary Jane is a community. It's a community thing. And so I'm
oh
right.
Yeah, it does. It brings people together. Mary Jane does, you know. I way rather smoke a blunt with a few of my friends than just by myself, you know.
I have met complete fucking strangers because of fucking Mary Jane, all right? And have been awesome fucking experience. Just real quick, because we're going to play Undefeated. Just real quick, I'm going to say this. So I was in my hometown, Bradenton, Florida, all right, there's a bridge between Palmetto and Bradenton, all right? So I was crossing that bridge from Palmetto back over to Bradenton because I was heading to work, and I was crossing the bridge, smoking a bowl, and this car in the other lane passed me. And then all of a sudden, I seen four thumbs sticking out of the fucking car windows of the other car, all right? We got to the red light at the bottom of the, you know, on the other side of the bridge, and I was like, what's up? you know? And they were like, what's up? So when they followed me basically right to my work, which was in the mall parking lot, and we fucking, I smoked some fucking weed with these people. We smoked a bowl, and they were looking at my shit like, damn, man, I ain't ever seen some shit like that, because what I had at the time was fire. That's back in the 90s. That shit was fire. And, yeah. So, and I've never seen him again, never talked to him again, but just some cool fucking people along the journey of life, you know? Yeah, just some cool people along the journey of life, man, over some fucking weed, and that's what it is. But we're going to get into this. This is Undefeated, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be right back.
We bout to blow, we bout to fuck these dudes up. We bout to get it, homie, we with it. We bout to fuck these dudes up. Handling business, down with the sickness, down with the squad, we ride tough. Look what you started, dilly departed. Now on the ground, where you stuck? Ooh. And I'm on this cocky shit.
What?
This cover stop me shit.
What?
And I'm bad at bad at getting ratty, coming out like Rocky in
that.
And I brought the steel just in case there's any problems in this little top of field. Cause homies know that I'm saucy with it.
I've been down low, finding my way. Put in this work so I kill off the game. And stopping the show, we talking the fade. And I would devour you cowards to stains. Enough with the politic, and when it come to written, then I'm all in gigging with the flow. Forget the condescending, they are not offending. Hit them hard, diminishing with the blow. Really want the smoke, I've been with it like a pothead. Nightmare to the eyes, trying to pop this. Simmer down for it, throw you with some hot shit. Dueling like a beast with a feast full of options. No games, no lanes, you can quote mine. It's a prodigy, I am just here for the robbery. I'm a title, I would throw rhymes. Hit you suckers in my scope about the whole time. Still have my back
against the wall and against the wall.
Don't give them the real me. All I want them to is feel me. That don't appeal me. You gon' have to really build me. Ground up to the ceiling. I got a feeling I'm on the way to the million. And they said it's resilience. I took a chance. I put that shit all in my hand. And they said I was brilliant. Now I'm the man. Everything going as planned. Some of them didn't understand how much I ran. How much I felt understand. How much I'm taking a stance. I've been in demand. Now I got all of them friends. Everything come in advance. I've been in a trance. Make them take a second glance. Touchdown. Do my dance. You up in the stands. I'm in the field of command. I'm trying to run up some bands. Couple thousand in my pants. You just doing what you can. Doing what you can. Doing what you can.
Back against the wall and against the wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is Jay Boogie with Cordell Drake and Jesse Lives. Dude.
Yo.
All right, so like I'm a big smoker and I was smoking during the break there, listening to that song, and one of those fucking good coughs came on, you know? Like,
yeah.
Kind of separates you from reality for about 10 seconds. Dude. That shit was fucking banging, bro. Like, that was fire shit.
Thank you. Have you seen the video?
So Fight Wars.
I have not.
Yeah.
How was it?
So it's called, we made that song for Arena Wars, and really fast.
Arena Wars,
big,
there
you
go.
Yeah, it's big MMA fighting. It's huge. It was sold out. It was in Medford, Oregon, and they brought us out there, and we performed in front of a gang of people. And they also, Downer, that's the day Downer told me, yo, you're singing the national anthem, get ready. And I was like, what the fuck? So I sang the national anthem on that TV. It was on pay-per-view and NBC Sports or whatever it is. So check out, we have some of that footage from that event on that music video as well. So check out the video, man. It's on YouTube and my Facebook page. It's a dope video. Done by Risky as well.
Cordell, we got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left here. So is there anything else that you want to plug, you want to put in play? You know, I know you got the big show, Pig Out in the Park, coming up. Is there anything else that you want to plug going on right now?
Pig Out in the Park, September 4th. Shout out my whole Locomotion Lowrider team, Anthony Gallup and them. I love you guys. You guys want to keep up on anything I'm doing? It's just one-stop shop, CordellDrakeMusic.com. That's all you got to know, CordellDrakeMusic.com. Videos, I got merch store on there. I got links. I got all that on there. Come fuck with me.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's the easiest way, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of great stuff going on with Cordell right now. And I appreciate that, man. I really do. Because I don't want anybody saying that. Like, I'm not going to ask anybody to say that, you know. But when somebody does it, you know, free will, you know, on air like that, you know, shout out to Nope by Nope, man. I appreciate that, you know. Because that's all I ever wanted when I started this thing, man. And, you know, me and Jesse have been doing it for about a year now and a little over. But I think me and Jesse are really, really trying to move this thing forward and keep doing what we're trying to do out here, man. So thank you so much. And I appreciate your time, man. You know, it really means a lot to me, Cordell. I've said it a bunch, and I know you know it's genuine, but I'm going to say it again. Thank you for your time, for coming on tonight, you know what I mean? It's a big thing.
No,
I
appreciate
it,
guys. No, thank you, guys. And Jesse, get a new mic.
All right.
I can't get no more expensive mic than I got, man. You just about give me a hard time. Fuck you, Cordell.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. You sound crispy now, bro. You sound crispy now. So maybe it was just a fucked up spot you were sitting at, but you sound crispy now.
You know, going through Blog Talk and everything like that. We're going through two different time zones, sometimes three, depending on if someone's trying to call in. So you know, it happens.
Don't make no excuses, Cordell, because you never know when Cordell's just being serious and giving you a hard time. Don't even let him trick you.
Oh, I'm joking, bro.
You
know,
because
right.
When I first met him, I'd be like, "Are you playing? Are you serious?" Like, it took me years to figure that shit out. That's just that. You just gotta know this guy, man. He just you will have fun hanging out with Cordell. That's all I'm gonna tell you. It's gonna be something. It's gonna be an experience.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. From the bottom of our hearts, please have a safe weekend. Be careful out there. It's a crazy world. We appreciate you for listening. Being a part of this, go check out Cordell Drake Music. Go check out Note by Note Radio Show, Wiki Curiosity Media. Go hit those things up on Facebook and all the other pages. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.